Yeah, it's your boy Drummer, aka D-Boy Fresh, man, and you watching me right here on Dead End Hip Hop. Hey, yeah, boy.
Dead End Hip Hop here at Patchwork Studios with Drummer Boy. What's up, man?
What's good?
Yeah, man, chilling.
So, man, I saw you dropped the 4th of July mixtape.
Yeah, you know, we stay working. You know, we got the 4th of July playlist out. It's something like with the Drum Squad DJs, like a little camp, a little operation that we got going on where we can, you know, it's like really another platform for new artists, you know what I'm saying? It's got probably about 50 to 100 DJs throughout the United States where we pumping music outside of what I produce, but just whatever we think is hot, whatever we think is, you know, the next. On the playlist, I got the new record with Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying, featuring 2 Chainz, Snoop Dogg. I got a record with Wiz featuring 2 Chainz, It's Nothing. And the playlist is like just a platform for me to leak records, you know what I'm saying? Like, I leaked No Hands from my Labor Day playlist, my Memorial Weekend playlist in 2010. Like, I leaked Usher Strange on that Memorial playlist, Beat It Up, Gucci Mane, Trey Songz, like, I leaked it on the playlist. So now we becoming known for breaking records, and then I started, you know, the Drum Squad DJs to help further me break records outside of what I'm producing. So me and Walker made No Hands, you know what I'm saying? We made the record when Gucci got out. It was like a celebration. We made it right over here in the B-Room. And I made Abnormal for Gucci right here. Gucci just got out of jail. That was the first track we did. And he was like, yo, I need some beats right now. I ain't got no time for you to make none from scratch. I gave him a couple tracks. Next thing you know, everything I do, Abnormal. So as soon as I got him going on the hook, I'm like, all right, he cool. I go to the studio in the B-Room with my equipment at. It's about 100 people in the studio, you know what I'm saying? And I just made No Hands from scratch. I told Walker, I was like, yo, this is smash. Let me leak it. I got your permission. It's 2 years, like one of the longest lasting hip hop Billboard charting records, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a privilege to be behind it and for that whole thing to be my vision, you know what I'm saying? And to put Roscoe Dash on the hook, put Wale on it, everybody looking like, man, Walker, a street artist. And, you know, what you putting Roscoe on this for, and Wale on this, and like people were looking and questioning the tempo of the record. It might be too slow, this and that. All of the women love it, you know what I'm saying, number one.
With so many artists that you got coming through here and everything, like, who's some of your favorite artists to work with?
As long as love, passion, and fun is involved in it, it really don't matter, you know what I'm saying? You can throw me a random can't really rap dude and I'm gonna make them sound hot, you know what I'm saying? Or you could throw me a random R&B, never been through vocal training before chick, and we gonna make something hot, you know what I'm saying? We did that on a reality show called Welcome to Dreamland, where we would, you know, just had random talent and we had to make the best out of what we had, you know what I'm saying? And we came through, you know. I went versus Jazzy Faye, he that's the homie, the big bro, you know what I'm saying, from the M-Town. Yeah Boy versus Old Boy, and It was just fun to be able to show a different side, because I come from the orchestra side. I come from writing music and playing music and instruments, you know what I'm saying? So for people to look at me and say, oh, he just a hip hop producer, I just be like smirking, like, man, like, that's like saying LeBron can only dunk, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, he got a jumper. He's proven that he's got a jumper. He got versatile game and other things that he do in the course, so it's just left to be shown. You know, on the playlist, like I said, Chris Brown record, oh yeah, we just did a record with Mary J. Blige, we're working with Marsha, we did a record with Raheem Divine, we did a record with Music Soul Child.
When you craft your beats for a certain artist, is it different from an R&B artist than when you do a hip hop artist? Or you just kind of, what mindset you go into when you producing a track?
The mindset is passion, man. It makes sure it's hot, you know what I'm saying? So tempo really don't matter. Usually, most people who come to me for music want it to be club driven or like just up tempo, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the hardest thing for a producer to be able to do is up tempo. And for me, it's just fun because it's energy. You know, we come from Earth, Wind & Fire, Isaac Hayes, and just all of this dance music. My other half of my family from DC and the go-go side. So like everywhere I've always been was about dance and making people move. So, you know, even if the tempo is 60, that's the trick. As a producer, you know how to make it bounce where it feel like it's 120, 130. You don't even know the tempo. I got DJs who like, yo, what the tempo is that? 135? Nah, that's 90. But you a DJ, you supposed to be, I thought it was, you know what I'm saying? But it's really how you trick and do your variations on your patterns.
Reading online that your pops was a professional clarinet player, mm-hmm. and you used to play too. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I used to play clarinet too. So do you still get behind the instruments?
Yeah, I still play for sure. You know what I'm saying? I can read. Like that's one of my the best things I could do. My dad be like, man, you can almost read faster than me. And my dad's in the orchestra. You know what I'm saying? But I just go like just I know notes sharps. Like he used to like drill me on chromatic scales and minor scales and major scales and like just I used to have to play scales for like 2-3 hours before I could even play Beethoven or Mozart or just one of my favorite pieces. Be like, you know, I used to have like one or two favorite pieces I love playing. Right. And then I'll play one of the pieces, record myself playing, play that one back, and then play the B clarinet with it to just like, so I'm duetting in my ear, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing the B clarinet and I already played the A. So I used to do like all kind of weird stuff, and that's what got me inspired to like, damn, Pro Tools, I can lay this track and then do another track like this and then save all this shit. Yeah. Like, wow, you know what I'm saying? And that's just the inspiration.
So you take any like Mozart and all of them guys that you studied and doing, you know, all of your clarinet stuff, like, do you take that and put that into hip hop or R&B beats?
I mean, I thought about doing a lot of that stuff and I could, but I would look at that as like jacking him or like just taking. So I would like do more inspired stuff. So I would like maybe listen to a piece and I'd be like, all right, man, that's dope, but I'm gonna do this, and it'll be like maybe something similar, but it'll be like different variations and different chords and different progressions or different changes to like totally flip it and to make it more meat. Cause a lot of the stuff in the orchestra really don't have no tempo, or it's like it might be on a third pattern, like da 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 da. You'd be like, damn, that was hard. So I might flip it and make it on the fourth. So da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? And I flip this shit just where it's more hip hop, like, you know what I'm saying, and more where you can rap to it.
So with all the club bangers you done made, like, what's your favorite? Cause I got a couple favorites. I was like, This shit's hot. Yeah. And what's your favorite? Like, one of mine is Put On, and then the one, what's the one with Drake and Money to Blow. Yeah. That was my joint.
Probably my favorite club song, I gotta say it's Put On, just cause of how it come on. Like, just when I made it, the purpose of why I made it and making it for Jeezy, and then for that to be his first Grammy nomination in the midst of to be Kanye first down south hip hop 808. I didn't produce it beat that I'm a rap on in the midst of the collaboration, in the midst of the remix. Jay-Z come out of nowhere and talk about Marcy. Like, anytime he bring up Marcy, it's like, oh man, it's classic. So just to bring out all of them different emotions, and Kanye probably one of his most memorable verses of that year, you know what I'm saying? Like, classic.
That was big, but
it was definitely a crazy summer. I can remember the summer of Miami, like I remember being in this one club, I think it was called The Forge in Miami at that time, and this was like 2008, and man, I'm talking about Haitian Kings, I'm talking about Colombian Kings, like just all of these dudes was Jamaican, all of these cats were just coming up to me, just salute, because they was running the record, then they'll run the remix, you know what I'm saying? And I was at a table with like 8-9 ladies, you know what I'm saying? It was only like me and my boy, so niggas was just looking at a nigga like, man, who the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was just crazy, bro. Like, and that's what really started my whole tone in Miami, and like getting booked and doing the parties, and okay, this nigga fly, young nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just about respect, bro. Like, you out here solo just having a good time and ain't causing no problems, and then showing respect, like, man, when you meet niggas, man, what's up, what's happening, and you cordial, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a pleasurable nigga, I'm humble, and keep myself down to earth.
What made you get started the drum record, your drum squad records for your Welcome to My City mixtape?
I've been rapping before I was making beats, man, you know what I'm saying? And I always been spitting and doing poetry, you know what I'm saying? Fans of Langston Hughes, fans of a lot of different things. Like, when I saw Love Jones, I was like, damn, like, just certain things hit you, you know what I mean? And I done seen the legends in my city do a lot. I done seen where we come from it from hip-hop standpoint, you know what I'm saying? And I done seen who we've motivated and what we've started from the hip-hop standpoint in my city and in the South. It's some people who say, you know, well, Memphis never had any unification and they going off of the other cities who unified. Like, Miami had unification and Houston had unification and Atlanta came together and unified, but Memphis, everybody hate each other. And we already know we a city that's known to hate, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, I'm gonna bring this shit together. I started Welcome to My City. Welcome to My City was like, you know, whoever come here, whoever don't know about this shit, we gonna give you this feel, we gonna give you that ambiance, you know what I'm saying, to set the tone for you so you will know, you know what I'm saying, and we'll be aware of it. And we had Yo Gotti, I had Rick Ross ad-lib in my verse, I had Big Boi do a drop for me. I had a lot of cats, you know, show love and brought all of the hottest rappers in the city of Memphis together on one tape, 2009, volume one. On volume two, we had Junior Reed from Kingston, Jamaica. We got Future, we got Beanie Siegel, you know what I'm saying? We got Young Dolph, we got PBZ, all of the new and the next hottest cats at this present time, volume two. And then we just coming, man, volume three, volume four, volume five, the unification process of Memphis.
Yeah, I think that's good that there is still somebody in Memphis still kind of keeping the city alive as far as hip hop. That's outside of A-Ball MJG or 3-6 Mafia.
Right.
You know, somebody new and fresh.
It's just the new Memphis, man. We got a new Memphis movement going on. I got the key to the city in 2010 because of the Welcome to My City process, the unification process, our involvement with the Heal the Hood Foundation, and all of the things that we've given back to the community as far as through our Drum Squad Foundation.
About on average, how long did it take you to like make a beat from scratch? Like, if you
making a beat from scratch, I made no hands in there 5 minutes. Had a beat done
5 minutes.
Had another 10, 15.
Damn. I'm just curious.
About 30 minutes, Roscoe's in the booth.
Damn.
Now, that's not average for a producer, right? Like, that's quick, isn't it?
I mean, I just go out for what I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? And really, honestly, it shouldn't. I think it should be average because you only doing an 8-bar loop. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, come on, man. Like,
well, do you
kick,
think you,
clap, like, you know what I'm saying? You should know your, it's just really knowing what you want and how to articulate your style. Right. So if I'm making a beat for Monica, I wouldn't come in there and make a beat 5 minutes for Monica. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more like, I might study, I might research, I might vibe, and then I might start putting the pieces together. Then I still got to mix, I got to blend, then I got to listen back. I got to proofread, then I got to go back and revamp, then I got to go get a writer, or I got to get somebody to write to it and put together a hot song, because when I present it to Monica, I just want to push play and she put me in the booth. You know what I'm saying? She already got her words, and give me the word sheet. You got the word sheet written out for me so I can sing what I need to sing, baby? Okay. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole different style. You know what I'm saying? Going for Jeezy. And that's why I consider myself a therapist, because you got to be able to just look at it. Like, all right, let go. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like a style. It's like you got to be able to, all right, okay, you about 6'4", yeah. You know what I'm saying? Size somebody up and be able to put them in what they need to be in. Right. See a vision for that person to be able to, man, I see you walking down red carpet in this, I see your hair like this, I see your cut like blam, blam, boom. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same as the music, man. We tailor make a lot of artists.
So you think growing up the way you did with all these different styles, with classical and your pops being in the orchestra, you think that's kind of what made you think about music that way? Versus just, you know, popping in and saying, oh, this is what's hot.
I mean, my pop was more the music theory and the educational side of things. But see, my mom was more the, you know, the art side of it. Then I grew up, like, my aunt is ballet teacher at Temple University. Wow. My other aunt, violin teacher, NYU, wow. You know what I'm saying? My grandfather, principal, you know what I'm saying? So it was like all of these things mixed with the street and the common sense and just knowing.
I think it's kind of dope that that people get a chance to actually hear the cultural influences that you've had growing up and how that's kind of led to your success, because we have producers that follow us. We have, you know, a lot of aspiring rappers that follow us as well. So for them to actually hear that, you know, that you draw from a lot of experiences, I think that's kind of ill. I think that a lot of people that actually walk away with that, and hopefully they'll go out and try to learn some stuff as well themselves, man. Right. I think it's dope. Yeah. I think a lot of that's not known out there in the public,
right.
And people just think that they can just go in and just grab a piece of software and just start putting some stuff together.
Right. But it's a lot of people who salute, you know what I'm saying, and that's why I follow Cats back, that's why I salute back, you know what I'm saying, or just, you know what I'm saying, send me some beats, I'm rapping now, so, you know what I mean, send me some material, maybe I might have one beat and we might make a hit together.
I don't say that, because you know,
it's the truth, though, you know what I'm saying, so it's like, it's a lot of cats who I know we've motivated to make beats, you know what I'm saying.